What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Don't You Curry Mother Fudgers Have Any Respect? Now, you guys are probably looking at me saying, Amar, why do you have white cream all over your face? It's actually sunscreen. As you guys know, I'm in Florida and I'm starting to wear sunscreen SPF 70. It's from Walmart, it's like $4, I believe. As you guys know, I've been face masking for a very, very long time. And one of the things I wanted to do in Cancun was get laser resurfacing. For those of you who don't know, laser resurfacing pretty much takes off a millimeter or two of your skin on your face, so you have new regrowth of skin on your face. So it removes a lot of blemishes, a lot of damages. It pretty much makes your face look younger. As you guys know, in Cancun, I got collagen injections. Collagen injections, they help your face regrow from the inside. Collagen is what makes your face look young when you're 20 years old. You know, collagen, okay? So I got that injected inside of me. Inside obviously the face here, and now I want to do the laser resurfacing to get rid of all this unhealthy, dead, uneven skin. However, the place I go to in Cancun, they told me, Amar, you have sun damage. Laser resurfacing would actually be a bad thing because of your exposure to the sun. So for the next 2 months, wear sunscreen, and then in May, send us a picture and we'll let you know if you are a good candidate for laser resurfacing. So I've been doing the whole sunscreen thing for the past couple of days. It kind of burns my skin a little bit, but after a while you tolerate it and then you understand, you know, don't put it up here over your eyes because that's how it gets inside your eyes. So as long as you put it, you know, over here, down here, a little bit in here, you're good to go. So again, I've only been doing this for like 2 days, and I'm learning how to use sunscreen. I'm 42 years old. I never use sunscreen. You all should be using sunscreen, you know, because sun damage, that's how your face looks old. I mean, with the exception of the grays, because I had grays ever since I was in my 20s. You know, I had a picture of me like a couple of weeks ago, and I'm looking at it and I'm like, damn, I look like I'm fucking 60 years old. And it's because of all this sun damage, guys. I walk out in the sun, you know, all my life. You know, I'm from the Middle East, but even the Middle Eastern people cover up their face, you know. So jokes on me, I guess. But anyway, this video is not about sunscreen, even though you all should be wearing sunscreen, especially if you are under the hot sun. Anyway, so going back to the topic of the video, don't you curry mother fudgers have any respect? Now, you guys are probably wondering, why is there a white guy in the thumbnail of this video? Now, I have Amazon Prime, and I've been watching a lot of documentaries on Amazon Prime at night when I go home. And I like watching exposés, meaning documentaries that expose corruption. And one of the things, one of the documentaries I saw yesterday was an expose on Enron. For those of you guys who don't know, or should probably know, Enron was a company that was really, really popular in the 90s. It was probably, you know, one of the most hyped companies on the stock market, and all of a sudden it like went bankrupt. It stock went from like $50-$60 down to like 40 cents, and it was like the biggest bankruptcy in, you know, U.S. history, or one of the biggest bankruptcies in U.S. history for a company on the stock market. So the guy who engineered the scam known as Enron, he's the guy in the thumbnail. His name is Jeff Skilling. You can go on Google, you can type in Enron CEO. Now, this Jeff guy, he's an incel. He's 5'8". He's balding. He's wearing glasses. He doesn't have an attractive face. So he is an incel. Now, I've said this in videos before. I'm going to say this again. If you're ugly on the outside, you're ugly on the inside. Now, that's not true for everybody, okay? Because I know some of you guys out there, especially when I make my short videos, a lot of you guys, you come out and you say, Omar, they're not all like that. Not all women are like that. Guys, do I have to have a freaking disclaimer in my videos? You know, not all people. Do I have to do that for you guys? Come on, man. So, for the most part, ugly on the outside, ugly on the inside. In fact, the Greeks from over 2,000 years ago, okay, from over 2,000 years ago, the Greeks say, trust a handsome man because a handsome man is more virtuous than a unattractive man. But when it comes to a woman, a beautiful woman is a whole different story. So this just goes to show you that A, the Greeks were based as fuck, you know, even though from 2,000 years ago. And this whole looksism thing, guys, that's just a way of life, you know. We think that inceldom is something that just happened with Elliot Rogers in the past couple of years. Inceldom has always been a thing throughout human history. It's just in the past, the incels were used as cannon fodder, okay? Today, we don't have any big wars yet. And yes, there will be a big war. And yes, incels are going to be used as cannon fodder. Don't be surprised if this passport movement ends up sleeping with underage girls overseas, and then the US government is going to say, you know what, single men of military age can no longer leave the country because, you know, they go diddle little girls. It's going to come to that point, okay, guys? What's happening in Ukraine, where all the men are dying and the women are, you know, going throughout Western Europe and Germany riding the cock carousel while their husbands, their fathers, their brothers are getting killed, that will eventually come here to America. So if you're like me, make sure that second citizenship is good to go. You know, go overseas, find a place that you can escape to and live in until this bullshit is over. So do not trust ugly men is what the Greeks said, because the more handsome a man is, the more virtuous a man is. Now, is that all men? No. Again, we're talking in general. It's like when you guys say, Omar, not all women are like that. Okay, bro, you go out there, find that unicorn, and see if the next 5, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, if she's gonna fuck you over or not, okay? We're talking in general here, guys. But in general, guys, incels tend to scam, and I'm gonna tell you why, okay? Now, going back to this Enron incel, okay? This Enron incel, again, his name is Jeff. He said that Enron is me. You see, Enron was his alter ego, and I'm gonna tell you why. You see, Jeff, because he's 5'8", he's balding, he wears glasses, and just to prove to you that looks maxing always was a thing, okay, Jeff, he got LASIK, okay? He used to wear glasses and he got LASIK. Guys, what have I been telling you for the past couple of years? Unless you have a motherfucking medical condition, nobody has a right to wear glasses in 2023. You got motherfucking contacts, you got motherfucking LASIK. Guys, I had LASIK almost 20 years ago. I know some of you guys are gonna be like, well, Omar, it's not reliable, it's unsafe. Bull fucking shit. I am living proof that LASIK is reliable and safe. Guys, I am a -7.25, okay? For those of you who don't know what a -7.25 is, it pretty much means I am blind without glasses. And I can tell you, 20 years later, guys, my vision is still pretty damn good for a 42-year-old. So again, unless you have a fucking medical condition, nobody has the right to wear glasses in 2023. Guys, just by getting rid of glasses, your SMV shoots up by 2 points. Just by getting rid of motherfucking glasses, you know. For you to do something about the bald spot, you know, you have to go to like Mexico, Turkey, spend thousands of dollars, okay? For you to, you know, face max, you might have to save up a couple of tens of thousands of dollars, you know. For you to get those extra 3 inches, which I'm against, you know, you have to break your kneecap and fucking waste $100,000. But getting LASIK or contacts, it's fucking dirt cheap, guys. And your SMV goes up by 2 points just by taking off the motherfucking glasses, you know. So this Jeff guy, he knew he was an incel, so he got LASIK, he went to the gym, you know, he did something about his hair, believe it or not, and he looks maxed. However, he's still 5'8". Now, Jeff, he would go to the brothels, he would go to the strip joints, okay? And the strippers would not believe that he is the CEO of Enron. Why? Because as we all know, CEOs are guys over 6 feet tall, good looking, full set of hair. So this Jeff guy, when he was at the strip joint, you know, trying to flex on these strippers, they're like, you're not the CEO of Enron. This guy would physically have to take the woman back to the headquarters of Enron, take him into his office and say, bitch, I am the CEO. This is my mother effing office. See, that's my name right there, bitch. So this just goes to show you guys, even if you have money, even if you have power, even if you have prestige, even if you have all these titles, at the end of the day, looks matter the most. When I'm overseas, guys, okay, do you think I'm wearing gold chains and a fake Rolex and walking around town grabbing my junk saying, yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm alpha? Of course not. Women come to me simply based off of looks, okay? This is what I want everybody here to understand. A lot of people, when they go overseas, especially the passport bros, when they go overseas, they wanna flex by making it rain. Guys, when you flex, you know, by throwing money around, wearing gold chains, that's how you get fucking scoped with scopamine. That's how you end up getting robbed, beat, murdered when you flex money. Because the people don't respect you. They know. You guys need to understand, man. These girls who scope, you know, scopamine, right? Scopamine, for those of you who don't know, scopamine is a plant that grows in Colombia, mainly in Medellin. It's called the devil's breath, because scopamine, if it is served to you, it will cause you to pretty much be a zombie where people can take advantage of you and you wake up the next day not knowing what happened, you know. This is how guys who go to Medellin, you know, they end up losing their phone, their wallet, their bank account, all that stuff. It's because they were literally under the spell of scopamine. Now, if you look at all the guys who've been scoped in Colombia, they're all unattractive incels, you know. At the end of the day, you guys out there need to understand, man, just because you're Western, just because you got money, doesn't mean a girl is going to like you. You know, a lot of people out there, especially passport bros and low-value men, low-value not as in financially low-value, but low SMV value, they believe that just by having an American passport and throwing around money, women are going to fall in love with them. It doesn't work like that, you know. With the Asians, like the Filipinos, that does work. And the reason why it does work is because, you know, as we all know, Asians tend to be a little bit higher IQ than the general population. So what the Asian women do, in particular the Filipinos, is that they play the long game, you know. So you think you found yourself a traditional wife, when in reality she's pretty much scamming you, taking all your money. And chances are a lot of these Filipino women out there, even though they might be your girl, they're actually married to some Filipino loser. They have kids with him, and you know, you don't know that, and they're just playing the long game by taking your money. Happens all the time, you know. This is why you got all these Filipinos coming on YouTube saying, "We love our chocolate Kangs." Yeah, they love your money. If you're a passport bro, you watching this, don't go to the Philippines, don't go to the Thailand, you know, thinking you're gonna find the traditional wife who's gonna love you because you have an American passport and you got some dollar bills in your pocket. She's gonna view you as a stupid idiot. She's gonna play the long game, and she's gonna take your money, give it back to her loser husband, and take care of her kids and family. That's just how it is. At the end of the day, guys, I cannot stress this enough, man. You cannot get you cannot get around looks, okay? Unless you are willing to, like, fucking face max like me, you know? Unless you're really willing to put in the work. You know, I go to the gym. I'm on TRT now. I'm down to 250 pounds. I'm face maxing, as you guys know. And for those of you guys don't know, when I went to Merida a couple of months ago, I had two surgeries. One surgery was lip correction. You know, if you guys notice, the upper lip is significantly smaller than it was before. It's no longer as crooked as it once was before, if you guys take notice. Another operation I had, which you guys can probably see it a little bit, it's really not that impressive because I kind of didn't need it, is cheek fat pad removal, okay? You know how some guys like AMS, they have that fat, and they have fat cheeks, okay? I kind of had that going on a little bit. Nowhere near as bad as yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha. So I had the cheek fat pads removed. And they remove it from inside. You know, they would actually go inside your cheek from here. And they would, like, remove a pad. I mean, the guy showed it to me after the surgery. I should have taken a picture of it for you guys, but it was kind of disgusting. But the point that I'm trying to tell you guys here is that unless you are willing to put the work, whether it's going to the gym, going to the right doctors, you know, having the money for these operations and surgeries, you really can't escape and sell them. And if you're a 5'8" dude, you know, it's pretty much over for you, like that guy Jeff, who was the CEO of Enron, okay? Now, you white guys out there, you actually have it easier than any other race, okay? And I've heard this from other people, I'm not telling you that out of my own personal opinion. Other people told me this. If you're a 5'5" decent looking white guy, even though you're 5'5", you can go to like Vietnam, you can go to the Philippines, you can go to one of those secluded villages over there where the average height of a woman is like 4'9", 4'10", and guess what, you at 5'5", you're considered tall. So you white guys out there, for the most part, you can play on JBW. But the $1 trillion question that has to be asked is, can curry sales do what you guys do? They cannot. So this is where we start talking about the curry sales, because there are a lot of scams going on out there perpetuated by the curry sales. Guys, I don't answer my phone anymore. Unless I know the fucking number, I no longer answer the phone. Because every time I answer the phone, some Indian dude is like, "Hello, sir, my name is Tom. I'm calling you from Boston Mutual. My company would like to offer you $250,000 in unsecured loans. Can you please give me your checking account and routing number so I can send you the money?" I'm like, "Bitch, you're not Tom. Your name is Sanjay in Mumbai. I hear your kids crying in the fucking background, and there's a freaking cow moving outside. And then there's another more nefarious scam that the curry sellers are doing. Some of you guys might have already ran into it. They send you these spoof emails. For example, you know, the latest email I got from the curry sellers was from Best Buy. You know, they sent me a spoof email as if it's coming from Best Buy, and it says, "Dear sir, your order for an 56-inch LCD TV for $400.19 is gonna ship out in 24 to 72 hours. If you wanna cancel this order, please call this number." And I guarantee you, if you call the number, some curry seller is gonna be like, "Sir, give me your credit card number, sir, along with your zip billing address and your CVC number on the back of the credit card so I can refund your money, sir." When in reality, all these motherfucking curry sellers are doing is that they're taking down your credit card information so they can charge you later on. Just like when the curry sellers call you on the phone offering you, you know, unsecured loans of up to $250,000 in your bank next day air. They're just getting your bank information so they can take money out of your bank account. Now, for you and me, this is highly... Well, it's immoral, it's unethical, quite frankly, it's illegal. But you guys gotta look at it from a curry sale perspective, okay? I want everybody listening to this video right now, look at things from a curry sale perspective, okay? I am a 5'4" curry sale. I have that ugly Indian phenotype. Then we have 6'4" Alpha Giga Chad Tom Brady, okay? Guys, we have two people standing next to each other. We have 5'4" Bangladeshi curry seller Yogi Obes and 6'4" Giga Chad Tom Brady. Forget their past. Forget how much money they make. They are both... We are looking at them as purely based on looks, okay? We're not taking into account their money, their fame, their status, what they do. We're going purely based off looks. Who are you gonna have more faith in? Who would you be willing to listen to? 5'4" Bangladeshi curry seller Yogi Obes or 6'4" Alpha Giga Chad Tom Brady? The answer is Tom Brady. And you guys want to know what's really sad about Yogi Obes? I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. Yogi Obes mugs 90% of Indian men. If you guys think Yogi Obes is a curry seller, what do you think about the 90% of Indian people out there? So, at the end of the day, guys, you guys need to understand, man, curry sales, they know they're at the bottom of the bottom. They know that nobody respects them. And I told you this, guys, many, many times before. I told you when I was at LA Fitness in San Francisco before Scamarona, you know, here I am working out, and this geeky, nerdy, glass-wearing curry sale who was actually going bald, he probably was in his early 20s. This guy, like, saunters toward, like, the most beautiful white girl in the gym. Now, he's walking past the whole gym as if he's king of the gym, just flexing, you know. It's like, bro, you're fucking 5'9". You're scrawny. You're lanky. You're brown. You're balding. You got glasses. You're gonna walk up to fucking Stacy. And not only was he going up to Stacy, you know, Stacy had headphones on. Guys, when a girl has headphones on, she doesn't want to be bothered. I know some PUAs are gonna say, actually, Amr, a girl really wants to be bothered when she's wearing headphones. That's her way of shit testing you. All right, bro. You tell that to the guard at the jail when she calls the police on you for sexual harassment, okay? So this Corey motherfucker walks up to the most beautiful Stacy, and, you know, when he's like 3 feet away from her, she like looks at him, goes like this. He makes a U-turn and goes back to where he came from. And the entire gym is looking at him. But here's the deal, guys. Here's the deal. Real motherfucking talk. Nobody had any expectations of this Curry cell. So all the guys in the gym who witnessed this Curry cell get shot down, they just shrugged their shoulders and went on their day because they knew he was a loser. He's a loser. He knows he's a loser. Everybody knows he's a loser. So nobody had any expectations of this Curry cell. This is the mentality of Curry cells. This is why these Curry cells, whether they're fucking Indian or this incel from Enron, this is why these guys can scam you over and over again, because their mentality is, listen, nobody respected me before the scam. They're not gonna respect me after the scam. But you know what? After the scam, I could be a little bit richer. So as far as they are concerned, it's a win for them, you know? The guy from Enron, okay, the CEO from Enron, even though he spent 12 years in federal prison, he still has tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars that he stole through Enron. He still has that money. So at the end of the day, even though he is disgraced and he spent 12 years in federal prison, he still has a good portion of the money that he defrauded people out of. And you know what's really fucked up, but it's not surprising? The CEO of Enron is back on the market and he's trying to start up some sort of online energy company. It's like, bro, you defrauded millions of people. You stole millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars. And yet, you're gonna go back on the market and you're gonna try to get investors? This just goes to show you guys that these incels, these Curry cells, they don't care. They genuinely don't care, because, hey man, it's like Incel TV said, the incel tax. You know, the incel tax is real, okay? Whether the incel is a white dude or a black dude or an Asian dude or a Indian dude. And I was, before I watched, you know, this expose on Enron, I watched another expose about China. It's called China Hustle, you know. What happened is that a lot of these Chinese companies, they would come onto the American stock market and they would fabricate their portfolio. They're like, oh, we're a big Chinese company, we're making hundreds of millions of dollars a year. Turns out that the company ain't shit, you know. Well, guess who was running all these Chinese companies? Ugly ass Chinese. At the end of the day, guys, ugly people will scam you, and they will not hesitate to scam you over and over. They will have absolutely no remorse, because in their brain, again, I'm paying an incel tax. I was taxed for being ugly. I'm not respected. I'm not respected before the scam. I'm not gonna be respected after the scam. However, after the scam, I just might be a little bit richer, you know? Think about the Indians who call you up or sending you emails to get your bank account or credit card information, right? All it takes is one sucker to give them that information so they can go charge their credit card or go into their bank account and take money. And guess what? They probably made a whole year's salary in India, okay? So at the end of the day, guys, incels are better off scamming you than they are trying to be good people doing good work. Because again, the incel tax is real. You are not going to support an incel. Guys, in India, they hire white people to represent their company. In China, I don't know if they do this anymore or not in China, but in China, they would actually pay white people to sit in the, to sit by the window at the restaurants all day, so people can say, oh, white people are here, might be a good restaurant. At the end of the day, guys, looks always matter. And another thing you have to keep in mind is that handsome men, they already have your respect simply based off of looks, purely based off of looks. And to prove to you I'm right, okay? One of the top guys in Enron, he committed suicide and he left a suicide note saying, I just could not accept all the harm I did to innocent people. Just go on Google, type in Enron executive suicide. You will get all this information. The guy who committed suicide, he was a tall Chad. Granted, you know, he probably was in his 50s, you know, but tall, good looking, full set of hair. And he just could not live with the fact that he caused so many harm, so much harm to innocent people by taking their money, okay? And for those of you guys who don't know, the people who were most screwed over by Enron, it wasn't the people working in corporate headquarters. It was the shareholders, you know, they were screwed over. But the people who were really, really harmed were the people who were actually working on the power lines. You know, the people who were working for Enron, putting money in their pension. And then when Enron went bankrupt, it's like, sorry, bro, we don't have money to pay you. Your pension is gone. You know, imagine working your ass off for a company in a dangerous job. And all of a sudden, yeah, sorry, bro, all your money is gone. While the executives, you know, walked off with hundreds of millions of dollars. Okay, now Jeff, the CEO incel of Enron, he doesn't care. He's like, hey man, I had to pay an incel tax. I had to go out, create this scam of a company so people can respect me. And now people don't respect me anymore. Who cares? I'm rich. That's all that matters. See, this is why guys who lead with their wallet, they do the bling bling. They're always flexing with money. Guys, if you flex with money, what you're really saying is, I'm a fugly person. I'm a low value person. Guys, when I say low value, okay, I'm not talking about money. Guys, I don't give a fuck how much money you have. I care about your value, your quality as a man. I told you guys this before. There are homeless Chads, homeless Tyrone in Venice Beach right now getting better pussy than all of us combined watching this video. And that to them is another day at the beach, okay? So for me, Amr Mitwali, I don't give a flying fuck about how much money you have. I'm talking about your quality as a man, that your value as a man, okay? If you're flashing cash, leading with your wallet, you're an incel. That's just, that's all there is to it, guys, you know? I told you, man, that girl I had in San Cristobal, she was all over me simply based off of looks. She was fucking 5'0", I'm 6'3". You know? Guatapi, I actually had a Venezuelan girl in Guatapé. Unfortunately, I had to go back to Medellin the other day to return the scooter. But you know what? I got her IG. And there will, God willing, of course, there will be a next time. So, the point of this video, guys, is that be wary of unattractive people, okay? because unattractive people will scam you, because in their brain, I paid the incel tax. I have no respect. Nobody likes me. Nobody wants me. Nobody takes me seriously because I'm fucking, you know, 5'8" or 5'4". You know, I got a fugly face. So they'll scam you because, not to spite you so much, you know. See, they're not gonna scam you to spite you. They're gonna scam you because in their brain, I deserve this. Okay? Because again, think about it from their perspective, you know. Again, you have Yogi Obes and you have Tom Brady. Who are you gonna hire? Tom Brady, 6'4" Giga Chad, or 5'4" Bangladeshi Curry Sale? Who are you gonna hire? Who are you gonna promote? Obviously, Tom Brady. So in the brain of an incel is, you didn't pick me because I was fugly, so it's my right to defraud you, okay? These incels, whether it's the CEO of Enron or whether it's a fucking curry sales who call you up on the phone or send you a fucking email, in their brain, they have the right to defraud you because they know. They know that you're not gonna take them seriously. Again, that fucking curry sale at the gym a couple of years ago who saunters up to like the most beautiful white girl in the gym, nobody took him seriously. When he got shot down, everybody was like, yeah, he's a loser. We all know that. So again, in the brains of incels, whether it's a white dude, black dude, Asian dude, curry sale, you know, this affects curry sale. Curry sales more than other races, but nevertheless, if you're an ugly dude, in their brain as an ugly dude, I have the right to defraud people because those people passed me over for promotion, for work, for love, for whatever, you know, having a beer with me at the bar, you know. So again, in the mind of an incel, they have the right to defraud you because, let's keep it 100, guys, nobody wants to be with ugly people, okay? Now, it's okay to be ugly, okay? It's okay to be physically unattractive. It doesn't mean God hates you. It doesn't mean you're going to hell. You just have to be conscious of your situation. You guys know who I really respect and admire? O'Shea Duke Jackson. You know, O'Shea Duke Jackson, he comes out in his videos all the time and he's like, I know I'm a dusty. My head looks like a fucking peanut. But you know what? I got money. So it's okay to be a fugly looking dude. Just understand that at the end of the day, you have to be conscious of your status in life. If you have to be like O'Shea Duke Jackson and pay a premium to have a girl come over, it is what it is, you know? So yeah, people like O'Shea Duke Jackson, they have my respect. And again, if you provide value to other men, you will be respected. Listen, real talk. The guy who powers our servers for MGTOW TV, he's Indian. Look, I've been dealing with this guy for almost 10 years now. I never spoke to him on the phone. I never video chatted with him. I don't know how he looks like. I don't know his voice. You know, can he be a curry sale? Yeah, sure. Do I give a damn if he's a curry sale? Hell to the no. I don't care if he's a curry sale or not. He provides great service to the MGTOW community by making sure our servers run, okay? So at the end of the day, even if you might be a fugly looking dude, as long as you can provide great service, great quality to other people, you will be respected by men, not by women. Let's keep it 100%, you know. If you're a fugly looking dude and you provide great service for a woman, she's gonna view you as a simp and try to take advantage of you, okay? But if you are a fugly looking dude and you provide great service to a fellow man, they're gonna respect you. Who gives a fuck if you're, you know, if you're 5'4"? Who gives a fuck if you're fucking got the Indian phenotype? As long as you can provide quality value to other men, that's all we care about, baby. So at the end of the day, guys, you know, this is not doom and gloom for incels, okay? At the end of the day, there is hope for incels. No, you're not gonna get Stacy. Yes, you will be passed up for promotion at your work based on looks, but you know what? If you start your own business and you provide value, quality to other people, in particular men, you will be respected, and that's all that matters at the end of the day. Provide quality value to other men, you will gain their respect, even though you may not be fucking Giga Chad, okay? So that's my video for you today, guys, because scams are going to become more of the norm, okay? Scams are going to become more elaborate. They're going to become just more and more. They're going to come at you from different angles. Like I said, you know, I'm getting calls all day from scam companies trying to give me free money, but in reality, they want my bank account information. I'm getting tons of emails from these curry sales, you know, saying, oh, we just charged your card $500. Of course, they didn't charge my card. They don't know my card number. But then they say, if you want to cancel this order, give us a call with your credit card number. It's like, yeah, right. You know, unfortunately, there will be some people who are going to fall for it, you know. Old people who don't know any better, you know, they're probably going to fall for it. I mean, see, this is the thing that really saddens me. At the end of the day, it's the people who are most vulnerable that are affected. You know, imagine you're an old person. You are living off of, what's it called? You know, not welfare, but you're living off of, you know, in the government, retirement, right? You know, you're living off a monthly retirement, and then some curry sale, you know, scams you off the internet for a couple of $100. You know, that's really sad, you know. Imagine if you are working your ass off for this company, putting money in your pension, and then the company goes belly up and, you know, you lose all your money. You know, at the end of the day, guys, the people who are most vulnerable are the ones who are taken advantage of. And that's really, really sad, you know. So for you guys out there watching this, man, don't fall for any of these scam emails. Don't, you know, if an Indian is calling you up saying, hey, I'm going to give you free money, just give me your bank account, sir, just hang up on them. Or better yet, don't pick up, you know. You know, my phone says scam likely. If my phone says scam likely, I don't even pick up. And if it doesn't say scam likely and I pick up and it's a scam, I report it as a scam and I block that number. At the end of the day, guys, real talk, you gotta start segregating yourself from society. Islam tells us, the person who's walking is better than the person who's running. The person who is standing is better than the person who's walking. The person who's sitting down is better than the person who is standing up. The person who is laying down is better than the person who is sitting up. This is Islam telling us that we just need to slow our roll, not get caught up in all this worldly bullshit, and just mind your own freaking business. That's the bottom line here, guys. All right, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.